How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're going into the Christmas season here, and I know that means pretty cool things at MSU FCU.
Absolutely. It always does. We've got all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, before we start getting into some of that stuff, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. If people want to buy a home, now's a very good opportunity because the rates are just killer low.
The rates haven't been this low, and we can't even remember when. So, yes, if you are able to buy a house right now, it is the time. We have great rates. They're 4% or below most weeks.
And what I also found interesting in talking with Matt Sloan from Grass Chevrolet, I didn't know this, but a lot of car dealers sell a lot of cars in the holiday season. Now, a lot of folks are trying to take advantage of tax breaks before the first, but also these dealers are trying to get rid of inventory, and they actually do sell these vehicles. And I know loan rates for those items are also at a good price.
Yes, we are at very great loan rates right now on cars as well. And, you know, if you get your loan with us, we can generally approve you in 5 minutes or less. We have a process where we give you a what we call a ready loan check. So you get a blank check up to your approved amount. You go to the dealer, write the check out, walk out with the car. So you can negotiate right there. You don't have to come back and get with us.
IBM recently moved into that building, which is near campus, just off Trowbridge. And I thought that was pretty interesting because you've got that other big, cool new building, so you can get everyone under one roof. How has that transition gone?
It's been going very, very well. We've actually been in our new building about 2 years, a little over 2 years, started moving everyone in phases. So it's great to have everyone together and that we were able to make an arrangement with IBM and have them have space and bring some jobs to town was a perfect match.
Now, is everybody out of that building and IBM in place?
No, we still operate a branch in that building. Mm-hmm. We will be moving, though, in hopefully about a year from now. Early 2012, we will completely give the building to IBM and move our branch to another location on campus.
Oh, do you know where that location is?
I do. It is at the corner of Farm Lane and Mount Hope Road.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Getting some business action going over in that area.
Absolutely. So we'll, at that point is when the branch in Crescent will close.
Oh, that's pretty exciting because that area of Mount Hope and Farm Lane, we've got the new bridge. I drive through campus just to go under that bridge and get access to Trowbridge, but there's a lot of, I guess, ruralness, if you will, out there, not a lot of business. Do you expect to see more expansion of business out there now that the credit union is going there?
Not necessarily. Most of that property is owned by the campus, and so because of our affiliation with the university and our arrangement with the branch location for Crescent and IBM with campus, we were able to locate our building there. But when you look beyond, most of that is Farm Lane until you get right up to Hagedorn. But we anticipate this being very busy for us. If you think about everyone who comes in, you know, off Mount Hope to come into campus for work, right? And I agree, driving under the bridge is, it's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And you feel nice. And
I drive past there constantly, almost daily. That'll be, and as someone who does have an account at the credit union, that'll be very cool. When do you expect to break ground on that?
We are right now going out for construction bids probably in January. So we hope to break ground February, March.
Wow, this spring.
Oh, absolutely. We and really intend to finish up the project at the end of 2011 and open in 2012.
You know, and the other location was okay. It was kind of convenient, but now you won't have to deal with the railroad tracks and traffic can get kind of crazy going in and out of there. So that'll be a very good thing.
Oh, we're very excited about the location. Think it will be great for us, great for the members. It gives us an opportunity to be a little more visible, provide some services back to the members, such as having a community room in that location, which we couldn't do any longer with Crescent when IBM needed the space. So,
how is the location downtown Lansing going?
It's going very well. I did a walkthrough last Wednesday, so construction is progressing. We intend right now, you know, knock on wood from Granger, they look to be on target with the construction and that we hope to be open there by March.
Any other new stuff going on at MSU-FCU? And we're talking with Vice President April Clovis on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. She is our Bigby Coffee big guest of the day, presented to you by local Bigby Coffees. Anything else new going on?
We always have stuff going
on.
Yeah,
well, lay it on us.
Lay it on. So, you know, when I first got here, we were talking a little bit about the bowl trip. So we have a special loan. We call it an MSU bowl loan. So if you are traveling to go cheer on the Spartans, you can get a loan with us if you, you know, because it's tough. It's right after the holidays. People might be out of money. So we have a bowl loan. It's a minimum of $1,000, low rate of 8.95%. So if you take that out, it's like less than $60 a month. And then it allows you the opportunity to travel and enjoy the warm weather, because that's why I have my coat on. I'm really cold.
And now's the time to get those tickets, because now that it's been made official that Orlando will be the site of the Capital One Bowl, Michigan State will be playing Alabama, people are going to get their tickets, so get your cash and get everything booked up.
Absolutely. And, you know, we anticipate it to be a great game, and playing Nick Saban again will be fun for everyone.
Anything else new going on?
Oh my goodness, let's see, what else can we do? We have, what I really like to talk about is we have a giving tree set up right now, actually in every branch location. We partner with Child and Family Services in the Lansing area, as well as MSU's housing department. And what we do is we have trees in all of our branches. They have tags on them, and they are gift requests from children from one of those two groups. So you can actually pick up a tag off the tree and return a gift to us. And by December 9, so later this week, or you can make a monetary donation. And then what we do is we take all the donated money and we go and buy the items that were not purchased yet for the children and get the gifts out so we can help everyone have a great holiday.
That's a cool thing.
It is. We've been doing it for, gosh, over 10 years. And every year it's just amazing the, you know, amount of gifts that we get returned from the membership and just how generous everyone is.
All right. You have a great holiday season. And with any luck, I will see you in Orlando.
Absolutely. Thank you.